W-D-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week we bring in our good friend Hal Gill, Preds radio analyst, brought to you each and every week at this time by Puckett. Skillsy, what's going on, my man?
Nothing. Just living the quarantine dream, just hanging out. I'm actually doing some remote learning with my 8-year-old right now, and so this is a nice break to talk to you guys when he's yelling at me about math homework and math whatever he's doing.
I have seen how the adventures of Mr. Gill doing some learning and some teaching that's been available that you've posted online. How is this experience going?
You know what? Our first session, he gave me the, and anyone who has a kid has probably seen the shoulder slump and the head goes down and the, and so I tried to mix it up and have a little fun with it, and that's where I went and changed and became a teacher, a bad teacher at that, but just tried to entertain him, and then I figured I got to post this because this is stupid, and so, it's fun to, I'm trying to have a little bit of fun with it and keep them entertained, but it gets harder and harder every day.
Well, I don't know about you, Hal. I've got a 9-year-old, and she's kind of had me look at some of her, and this is even before the quarantine, some of her math stuff, and everyone's somebody like, hey, what about this? And I don't understand most of it. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's so pathetic. I mean, let alone like actual algebra or pre-calc or something like that. Like, I actually can't hang with third, fourth grade math.
No, you know what the thing is I was a math major, and I was supposed to be a math teacher coming out of college, and they went and changed math. Right? I'm like, hey, this is how you do long division. And they're like, no, that's not it. And then they do some weird thing, and I'm like, how did you get the answer? It blows my mind. I really think these kids are way smarter than we were, and I don't mean to offend older people, but the older I get, the dumber we get. I can't handle all the Zoom, and I sit there and my kid will jump on Zoom and just talk to her class, and I'm lost. I don't understand it, and then math, it's the whole world has gone and changed on us. I feel like Brooks from Shawshank Redemption.
Hal, we were having a heated discussion earlier about our favorite sports movies of all time. There's a ton of different ways that you can go with this. If I were to ask you that question, what's the best sports movie of all time? What would your answer be?
Oh, man, there's a lot of them. I feel like every different movie there's so many good ones. There's hockey, of course, there's like Slapshot and Youngblood. Those are all getting dated now. It's like Miracle, of course, is great. I'm a big fan of Remember the Titans. I'll throw a sleeper out there is The Rookie.
Oh, yeah.
Good movie.
What is it? Dennis Quaid. That movie is awesome. I don't know. I just find, not to sound corny or anything, but I like the lighter, the deeper side of sports, when it's telling, Bull Durham is a great movie, but there's a lot of life lessons in there, but I'm not going to share those life lessons with my kids just yet. So right now I'm trying to look for sports movies that I can let my kids be a part of and not let them watch Slapshot. It's kind of a tough balance.
Well, I'm glad you brought up those hockey movies. We had that argument earlier. I hear you on Slapshot. I mean, it's straight out of the 70s. I still say, though, that's got to be the number one hockey movie. Robbie's, and I love Miracle, And actually, I love Youngblood, too, although I don't think I've seen it since the 80s, so it's probably, like, way worse. Sometimes you go back and see an 80s movie. I know Rob Lowe had a great mullet, but But if you're comparing Slapshot Miracle and you've got to say this is the best hockey movie or the better hockey movie, what's your answer?
I also can't leave Mighty Ducks out. You know, that's
good point.
That's a good one too. But I just think Slapshot is the number one hockey movie for an adult of all time. I just don't see, and you know, I've been around long enough to. I feel like I know those guys, and I shouldn't broadcast that because most hockey players are great guys, but every guy that they talk about in Slapshot is a guy I can say, yeah, that's exactly how this guy was, and I would never name their names, but it's right on point, and it's amazing that a woman wrote that. I just think that's even more amazing. So. Yeah, that's
got to
be my number one.
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill on the line with us, brought to you by Puckett's. And Hal, we've had a lot of conversation this week about Shea Weber and his time with the Predators. Obviously, when you were traded here, you knew who Shea Weber was. What was it like for you to play with him?
Awesome. You know what? This is kind of a weird thing that I didn't really understand. When I got to the Preds, like, I'd go back and get the puck in the neutral zone, and no one would come at me. And I was like, what is going on? And I, you know, the West Conference is different from the East, and I was coming from Montreal in the East, and I'd never played in the West. So it's different, but I was trying to figure out why no one would come at me. And I eventually learned that, you know, Suter and Weber were a D pair. And teams would game plan against playing against those guys. And so they wouldn't attack. There was no sense in attacking Shea Weber and trying to get the puck from him. He's just going to make you look stupid. So just stay back and cover the forwards. And that was the game plan. So, you know, obviously that they weren't game planning against me. They're like, whatever, we'll just let Gil do whatever he does. But they set up game plans that were different than I've ever seen because they were playing against Suter and Weber. And it says a lot about how those guys played. But Shea, the first time I went out and started shooting with those guys, there's guys who shoot the puck, and then there's guys who put everything into it, and it's like a volcano erupting and exploding every time he hits the puck. The only way I could explain it is violent. He'd shoot the puck, and you know, I always laugh because I had a pretty good shot, like a hard one timer, you know. And Pecorine would sit there and just glove everything down. Even if I shot blocker side, he'd reach over with his glove and embarrass me and just kind of catch it and throw it to the side. But then Shea Weber would get up there and just drop bombs, and you know, it wasn't like he was scoring on all of them, but he had a chance to score. And I'd never seen anything like that. It was just the heaviest shot I've ever seen, and violent. And for a big man, his footwork is unreal. The way he moves his feet, a lot of people don't really notice it, but he's a beast, a barrel-chested monster of a Hulk. And he could move quicker than most guys that were tiny little guys. So total package. Ultimate competitor. He was impressive, and just I honestly think you could put him on as a defensive end and he'd sack a couple quarterbacks. You could put him out there. I've seen him play. We played softball for a while, and he was jacking balls out left and right. Just a monster, a physical specimen. So and a great guy. You know, he was very quiet with the media, which makes me laugh because he's in Montreal as a captain. But you know, when he was in the locker room, he was a great guy. He didn't have to say much. He was more of a you know, just kind of tongue-in-cheek little jokes here and there. Had a good time. But when he went out, he competed. And great teammate, great guy. You know, he was – I know you guys are doing that bracket. He should be right up there with in the top four of national athletes. He was awesome.
That's what I was just going to say. Anyone who listens to that couldn't not vote for Shea Weber if they're voting in that bracket. We also mentioned Pecorine. I think Pekka has a chance to win the thing. Do you have any, you know, early thoughts on how this might go, Hal?
I just, you know what, I just saw Tex and Chris Mason did an awesome FaceTime chat with him that was just out. And, you know, it just shows, you know, like this guy, he's done a lot of things. I mean, he's an amazing athlete, but he's probably the kindest person you'll ever meet. Like, everyone who meets him is floored by how awesome he is. An ambassador for the sport, I don't think there's anyone that's given more to Nashville. And I, you know, I talked about this all the time. When you're in Nashville, you're asked, as a hockey player, as a Predator, you're asked to do a lot more community work than any other team. I played in Toronto, a huge market. They do a ton of community work, but because of the scope of the team and the big market, you're asked to walk down a red carpet. You know, you go down, you wave at people, you shake a couple hands, and you walk out the other side of an event, and you're gone. And they don't want you lingering around because the market is so big. They just want the red carpet events, and they raise their money, and you move on. In Nashville, you're spending so much more face time with people, you know, shaking more hands, holding babies. And if you look at what Tex has done with charity work, not just being a stud and a Vezina winner and the unbelievable athlete that he is, the community work, you know, he's got work with the Best Buddies. He's got Mikey all around the rink and always taking care of him. He brought him on a road trip the other day. I mean, he does everything. And one of the best guys you'll ever go out with, just entertaining and fun. A great teammate, always supportive. I think he's number one athlete in Nashville for sure. And I say that, and I mean no offense to all the great, you know, football players. And there's a lot going on in Nashville. I just think Peck's, for me, probably one of the best teammates I've ever had, one of the best athletes I've ever seen, one of the best competitors. So, and then, you know, the charity work puts him over the top.
Hal Gill, Preds radio analyst, has been our guest. Hal, thanks as always for joining us, my man. We appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
All right. Stay safe, guys. Wash your hands. Stay home, will you?
Yes.
Absolutely. Hal Gill, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you each and every week by Puckett's. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. We'll update the Phil Bredesen region of the bracket, which is now open for voting. That's next. This is Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
L-E-D-E-N-E-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.